Governor Walker seemed to impress conservative activists Thursday. He and other Republicans interested in running for president addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference. Walker received a standing ovation at the end of his presentation. He spent a decent part of his speech touting his successes as Wisconsin's governor. He mentioned weakening unions, lowering property taxes, and winning the job three times, including in a recall election.
We won in Wisconsin, a state that hasn't gone Republican for president since 1984. But you know how we did it? We did it without compromising. We stood up and said what we were going to do, and then we did it. We showed that fighting and winning for the hardworking taxpayers can make a difference.
Chris Murray describes the event as a beauty pageant for conservative presidential hopefuls. Murray is a lecturer at Marquette University's Les Aspin Center in Washington, D.C. As for the attention Walker has garnered outside the state, Murray says the country has heard and read a lot more about him since he wowed a gathering of Iowa conservatives a few weeks ago. What interested Americans have learned, if they didn't know, is that Walker defines his most noteworthy political accomplishment as weakening organized labor in Wisconsin. First, public sector unions with his Act 10. This week, his support of a right-to-work bill that would cripple private sector unions.
I mean, he talks about it in his speeches. He is, proud of that aspect of his governorship. He is somebody who has taken on a big part of the Democratic Party coalition. He was successful. And I think, with events in Wisconsin the last week or so kind of reinforcing that, that has been kind of the one policy accomplishment that has been getting the most attention.
Then Murray says there's the biography of Walker making national rounds.
There's been a lot of attention about, his time at Marquette and a potential president without a college degree. That has been kind of on the more the personal biography side what's been getting a lot of attention.
Murray says it's what every major candidate goes through when weighing a presidential run, setting the narrative. And he says the people paying the most attention to Walker's story at this point are core party members, those Walker shared his story with in Iowa and at the conservative gathering Thursday, the faction that will primarily select the party's 2016 nominee.
Which is smaller, and it is more partisan, and it is extremely ideological. And it is going to be a group of people that are probably going to latch onto that narrative in a very favorable way. But assuming you can kind of navigate through that minefield, then you have to turn around and campaign in a very different electorate, one that is probably not going to be as favorably disposed to that type of story.
Murray says the carefully crafted narrative can then fade as public probing and unforeseen events begin writing new stories. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.